Back now with Day to Day. As though the world's energy markets are not in enough turmoil, Bolivia is nationalizing that country's natural gas resources, and it has a lot of them, second largest in South America. This is a campaign pledge from Bolivian President Evo Morales. John Dimsdale joins us from Marketplace. John, how many companies own positions down there in Bolivian natural gas?
There are 25 foreign gas companies with about $3.5 billion in investments. Not many U.S. companies. ExxonMobil has a stake in one field. But the bigger gas companies in Bolivia are from Brazil, Britain, France, and Spain. Now, Bolivian gas is used almost exclusively in the region itself, in the neighboring countries. Natural gas isn't as portable as oil. It's not as easy to transport. So this nationalization shouldn't have too much impact on supplies for global markets, but it's an important energy supply locally, and Bolivia is not kicking the companies out of the country. They're going to have to renegotiate their contracts with these new restrictions that keep them from earning profits, except on about 18% of the country's gas resources.
But President Morales has actually ordered the Bolivian army to surround more than 50 of these gas installations so that he can enforce his will there. Maybe these foreign companies are just going to say the heck with it and walk away from their investments in Bolivia.
You know, so far they're being pretty cautious in their response, but that's kind of unlikely just because the business is so profitable right now. High demand, high prices these days, it means companies will probably want to stay, and Bolivia needs them to stay. The government can't run the gas fields by themselves, so it's a risk for the country to seize these assets. Bolivia probably wouldn't or couldn't make a move like this if global prices were lower, because the companies would say, you know, this just isn't worth our staying in a nationalized market.
And it's a situation that they increasingly face throughout South America, isn't it? This is part of a trend, perhaps, more state control.
Boy, that's for sure. Venezuela's already moved to take over much of its oil industry. Ecuador's considering a law to limit the profits that foreign oil companies take out of the country. A Peruvian presidential candidate is campaigning for nationalize that country's oil and mining industries. There are left-leaning governments now in Brazil, Argentina, Chile. All have come to power to some extent because they oppose the industrialized world's exploitation of their resources. Just over the weekend, the presidents of Bolivia, Venezuela, and Cuba were in Havana putting together a new trade bloc, which they call a counterweight to U.S. dominance. So none of this is a welcome sign for private foreign investors in Latin America. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll find out why a wave of laptop thefts has created an identity theft crisis for corporate America.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.